Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLD TIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
Adoption Day today, and next on that particular conveyor belt is an old friend of this program's and of Joy's, Ian, of mine, Felicity Marlowe from Love Makes a Family, Rainbow Families Council, you name it. If it's gay families, Felicity's there, and she joins us on the line now. Good morning, Felicity.
Good morning, Doug. How are you going?
I'm going pretty well. How's your circus morning been?
Oh, good. They're on the trampoline as we speak. That's all good. I can do the interview. I'm ready to go.
That's great. Now, you're starting up a new campaign to call for the legalisation of same-sex adoption in Victoria. And I thought we already had some rights in this regard.
Look, we don't. One of the issues that was raised in the final Victorian Law Reform Commission report were five recommendations around the Adoption Act and what needed to change with that, and also with the way DHS treats and trains its workers and introduces same-sex families into, the field of being able to come forward and be adoptive parents. And those five recommendations were not picked up as part of the Assisted Reproductive Treatment Act that we saw and so successfully saw come into play in 2008. Okay. Instead, they referred them to a federal committee, and it's been 2.5 years, so nothing has changed, and this is why we've launched the campaign.
Ah, so basically things come to a shuddering halt. The committee hasn't produced any kind of report. Has there even been a committee?
Yeah, it's part of the Federal Community and Disability Services Ministers Conference, which is their fancy name for a group. The federal committee has looked at adoption, but they're kind of looking at it in the same way they're looking at on the federal Attorney General's committee, sort of a harmonisation or a national principles on adoption.
Oh, they are fond of that, aren't they?
Yeah. Which, of course, when you've got so many states and territories and different competing needs and ideas, takes a long time. And the June 4 minutes of that group, of which Minister Lisa Neville from Victoria is a member, have said that they're going to do two new reports on looking at adoption practices and another one which I can't quite recall, but basically putting off any final decision until at least the end of 2011, and depending on federal election, it could be even later, and we're not prepared to wait that long.
Do I detect a wish to get this off the agenda in the upcoming state election?
Absolutely.
On their part.
Yeah, I mean, we just think the state government has some unfinished business, and if they're really interested in the best interests and rights of children, then those families that are same-sex parented families that have foster or permanent care children in their care, or who are forming partnerships with existing children from previous relationships, adoption should be an option for those families and for those children to ensure that their best interests and rights are upheld. And the state government hasn't followed through on their intention to do that, and we'd like to see them get a wriggle on and get some commitment before the November state election.
Yeah, because it's proving to be a bit of a controversial thing in New South Wales, isn't it, where there is a bill going through, but it's run into stiff opposition from church groups.
I think more the issue in New South Wales, I guess, is that's the private members bill, Clover Moore's bill, that's going to start debate on the 31st of August. So we'll be really watching quite closely how the debate pans out across the ALP particularly and the Liberal Party, and to see what sort of arguments they come up with, but also the fact that they've been provided a conscious vote in the ALP in New South Wales, and we'd like to see the same thing, of course, happen in Victoria.
Right.
But in terms of Anglicare and other organisations, I think there's been an article this week's MCV that kind of highlights the difference. Anglicare might have an opinion of one kind in New South Wales, but the Victorian Anglicare branch has a different opinion, and we're hoping to build a bit of an alliance with organisations like Anglicare and the other organisations that provide adoption and foster care services. and see if we can get to some kind of common understanding about, moving this campaign forward.
Okay, so what are the steps in your campaign? What are you actually going to be doing physically?
Well, first and foremost, because this is a federal election, we don't want to confuse people. So we're just asking everybody to go to our Rainbow Families Council website, click on the campaign section, and you'll see that there's four quick steps. And the very first one is a Survey Monkey survey. And we're just wanting to get some, increase people's understanding about the issues, but also get a bit of feedback from the community about how important these issues are to them. And that's open until the 5th of September. And apart from that, what we're really doing is gathering other family stories of people that are willing to tell their family stories. This is a really key component of our Love Makes a Family campaign in 2008. And one of the things that many MPs said they read more than anything else was the stories from real people about their families and their children. So we really love people to get in contact with us and offer their stories. And aside from that, people can join the working group. We've got an adoption campaign working group. We're going to meet in early September, and it's really, whether you've ever done anything like this before or you just like to offer to help do a few little things, it doesn't matter. Everything adds up, and we'd love to have more people on board.
Well, I think it's true with all this kind of law reform, but I think particularly when we are talking about same-sex families, the important thing that is that politicians should hear the personal stories of same-sex families and how these problems with the law impact on them, and also meet some same-sex families too. You had a very successful campaign to get people to go along and visit their local member of surgeries and things like that, didn't you?
They're not called surgeries in Australia, but yes.
Well, that's what I call them because I'm British.
Yes, and we did, and it was fantastic. And just that meeting of families and people going in, and people took their mums and their sisters and their brothers, and in the end, you know, people's friends from childcare and kindy and playgroup were going in and saying, I know some people that are, you know, impacted by these laws, and it made such a difference. And it wasn't hard to organise. It took a bit of reading and thinking, but, you know, it's 20 minutes of your time, probably takes another 20 minutes to make the phone calls, secure the time, organise your calendar to go along. But the impact is huge, and we really think that strategy is something we can implement for the adoption campaign. But really, it's probably a really simple strategy that we should be implementing for marriage equality, for surrogacy issues for federally, for a whole range of things. It's just very, very effective. And it's something that, you know, once you demystify the political process and how it all works and go and meet some politicians, it's not that, they're not that scary, really.
I don't think politicians are scary at all. I think they're probably more scared of us than we are then.
Ted Bailey is pretty scary. Have you seen him? He's enormous.
Well, I mean, you know, I think they're all pretty nice, especially when there's an election in the offing.
That's true.
They have to be, Felicity. They have to be. I always try and remind myself, and I remind other people. You know, you get politicians standing up on their hind legs and saying, you know, I'm very proud to take this role, you know, and to be of service to the public. And I always like to say, well, I'm public, and I'm not getting any service here. Just to remind them that they are public servants, and we are the public just as much as anybody else is, and we are voters just the same as anybody else.
That's right. And if anything, nice picture with your local politician in your local Leader magazine, or, you know, whatever your local newspaper is in your region, they'll jump at the chance. Then, you know, if you're happy to have your photo and a few kids and a dog and a few balloons with your MP,
indeed,
you'll
indeed
get an article, and then they can't really back out from that.
Well, we're going to find out some more about gay families in a moment, because I've got a couple of gay dads here in the studio. I've got Wayne Elliott and James Christoffels. We're going to be talking about the Gay Dads Conference coming up, and we also will, of course, be talking about your campaign too. Thank you for joining us this morning, Felicity.
Thanks for having me on.
And thanks for all the good work you've been doing in this regard for, it seems like, forever.
It does seem like that, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, when you first started on this, you didn't have children, and how old are your children now?
Oh, well, the boys are 4 and Maud's 2, so they're getting on.
They're getting on a bit. Well, anyway, keep up the good work.
Thanks so much, Doug. Thanks for your support.
You're more than welcome. That was Felicity Marlowe there from the Rainbow Families Council, Love Makes a Family. And you can go along to their website, which is rainbowfamilies.org.au, and find out more about the campaign that they're running, do the survey, and possibly volunteer to front up to your local MP and, as Felicity suggested, get your picture taken with him in the local paper with the kids and a few balloons, and then he can't back down from supporting you afterwards.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.